This happened some years back when a priest pulled into a gas station to fill up and saw that every pump at the station was in use and cars were waiting in line. So the priest stepped out to stretch his legs while he waited. The man waiting in the car in front of him was doing the same thing. The man said to the priest, "You know, Labor Day weekend, everybody waits until the last minute to get ready for the long trip." The priest smiled and he said back to the man, "Well, I know, it's the same in my business." How true. We all have a tendency to push off what needs to be done. Today's gospel has the Lord Jesus weigh in on that problem. We've heard the story of the 10 bridesmaids that he tells us, half of whom waited until the last minute. Now, if we step back from the story just a bit, we see it's all about getting the job done. We listen as the Lord talks about these bridesmaids. We hear him say their job is to be ready when the groom shows up so that the wedding can get started. On the surface, it may not sound all that much to us, but it is still important. Weddings then, like now, were big deals, and everybody has a job to do. We find in this story by Jesus an image of life as one of his followers. He's the groom. We're the bridesmaids with the lamps in hand. Like them, we have a job to do because of the Lord Jesus. We are to bring light into this world just as he did. Wherever we find darkness, we try to cast some light. So where we find someone in the darkness of despair, we bring light. Or if we know someone is suffering terribly through dark days of hunger or poverty, we bring them a ray of sunshine through our own generosity. When we hear that someone is suffering through the dark night of the soul because of some serious setback, we try to show them a way through the darkness by our hope, by our kindness. There was a comic once in a magazine that shows a young employee talking to his boss, who is seated at the desk. The boss says to the young man, "Just do the work. No one cares if you get goosebumps." We know there's a lot of truth in what he says. The Lord Jesus has given us a job to do. He tells us, just do the work. So we're like the bridesmaids in this gospel story. But as we also heard, some of these bridesmaids end up lying down on the job. For whatever reason, they don't get it done. We hear the Lord Jesus offer the explanation of foolishness, which when we stop and think about it, well, foolishness covers a lot of territory. Someone once made the remark that too many Christians are singing, standing on the promises, when they are really just sitting on the premises. He explained that about 90% of Jesus' followers have heard that heaven is a place of rest, and so they are getting all practiced up for it. Maybe so. As we heard, Jesus himself puts it at about 50%. We might find ourselves in that 50%. We could explain it away by saying it's fatigue. We've done the work of Jesus for a while and we've grown tired of the effort it takes. Or we could admit it is laziness. We find it too difficult to forgive 70 times 7, so we don't even try. And we might even say it's boredom. How many hungry people do we feed before the work gets monotonous. We know from personal experience that continuing the Lord's ministry and mission means long hours, and it means late nights. Who can fault us, we say, for falling asleep on the job? We see the very same thing happening in this gospel. So half of those bridesmaids didn't get the job done. The real danger, as our Lord sees it, is when we think we can wait till the last minute to do the work. As he sees it, we may find ourselves a day late and a dollar short. The truth of the matter is, time runs out for all of us. We've missed all the opportunities to do what we should have been doing long before the groom shows up. And we aren't prepared for the big moment. Back some years ago, there was a family circus comic in which Bill, the dad, is talking to his oldest son, Billy. And the dad says to his son, "Have you studied enough for tomorrow's test?" Billy, with a book in hand, answers his dad this way, "Well, that depends on how hard it's going to be." We're a lot like Billy, doing just enough to get by, but running a risk of not having done enough in the way of being prepared for the moment of truth. The foolish bridesmaids, as we see in this story, find themselves running helter-skelter, trying to get what they need to meet the groom, but there's not enough time left. It's too late to get the job done. We hear Jesus say that those who aren't ready end up outside in the cold, like those bridesmaids, wondering where they went wrong. This is a story told 1,000 times. We can't wait. We really can't wait until the last minute to become Christ for others. It's not something we can do when the groom is just minutes away. Yes, we would be right to say this is a serious story. Some context here may help us understand just how serious. The evangelist Matthew places this story near the end of his gospel, with the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem and his execution on the cross just days away. His work on earth is about to end. And if it is to continue, then it will depend on faithful and vigilant and persevering disciples. There is no place for slackers. Hence those painful words that the groom says to those foolish bridesmaids, "I do not know you." Those are words we don't want to hear Jesus say to us when we're standing outside the doors of heaven trying to get in.